أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. مع اللقاء 16 تحت عنوان المشتاقون إلى الجنة. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من أهلها. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: إلا عباد الله المخلصين أولئك لهم رزق معلوم فواكه وهم مكرمون في جنات النعيم على سرر متقابلين يطاف عليهم بكأس من معين بيضاء لذة للشاربين لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون وعندهم قاصرات الطرف عين كأنهن بيض مكنون. يقول الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم: يدخل أهل الجنة جردا مردا، بيضا جعادا مكحلين، أبناء 33 وهم على خلق آدم 60 ذراعا في عرض 7 أذرع. وكما ذكرنا لكم، يقول ابن كثير: وفي هذا الطول والعرض والسن من الحكمة ما لا يخفى، وسنتكلم عن ذلك. Brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you. This is our 16th meeting under the title Those Who Are Longing to the Jannah, which is every one of us. And I remind you of this hadith that we spoke about last time, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَدْخُلُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ جُرْدًا يعني لَا شَعْرَ عَلَى أَجْسَادِهِ. People, when they enter the Jannah, men, no hair on their bodies. No hair on their bodies. Murda. Murda, all this beauty is going to go. No beard. Now you get rewards for the beard. Over there, no beards. But you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of those who don't have the beard now, they will have it there. So take an opportunity, get the sunnah and get the hasanat, and you'll be on the safe side. No hair. This is an amrad. When you say amrad, it is also meant handsome. It means with no beard, and it means also handsome. So people, the men will enter the Jannah, they have no hair. Of course, they have hair on their head, as you remember. And no beard. White, curly hair, mukahaleen. Mukahaleen, the, not the eyelashes, the eyebrow, not the eyebrows, what do you call this? Really? I thought just the hair is called the lashes. The eyelid. I got you on that. The eyelid has kuhul on it. This is an extra beauty. Now, of course, it's not all of it. It's just the tip of it, like the eyelashes. This is how men would look like. And they are 33 years old. They are like Adam alayhi salam in height, 60 yard, and 7 in width. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said this size has a lot of advantages. We will talk about that. Listen to this hadith. أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة في سورة القمر ليلة البدر يعني من الجمال والتي تليها على ضوء كوكب دري في السماء ولكل امرئ منهم زوجتان. Another hadith that the first group who enter the Jannah will be as beautiful as the moon, full moon, And that's how handsome men will be there. So that's good news for the sisters. And the next one, the next group who will enter will be as sharp and as beautiful as a piercing star in the sky. And every man has two wives. Yeah, some of you happy, some of you not happy, you know, mixed feelings. Raise your hand if you're happy with two. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Brother.
More, inshallah. The more I talk, you're going to change your mind. 4 people out of 100 or 50? Fine. It's not it. We talked about description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran last time. We're talking about that. Those two for the meantime. Tahirat, Nadifat, Adar, Qasirat al-Tarf, A'mar Mutasawiya, Al-Jism Abyad Safi Kal-Almas, Al-Khudud Wal-Shifah Wardiya Safi Ashafaf, العيون واسعة صافية البياض شديدة السواد الصدور مستديرة منتصبة متدللة متدللة غلوجة لا حسد ولا غيرة ولا مرض ولا هم ولا تعب ولا نوم. الله أكبر. That's a description of those women. Pure, clean, virgins. Only they look at their husbands. Why? Remember, the husbands are so beautiful. They're like moon. Equal age. The body is pure white like diamonds. Lips and cheeks are pure floral red, transparent. Eyes big, real white and very sharp black. Chests like pomegranates. They are prudent. They are coquettish. I'm not going to tell you what that means. And they are, remember, voluptuous, tempestuous, noisy. No envy, no sickness, no worry, no jealousy, no pain, no tiredness, no sleep. Concentrate. No tiredness, no sleep. You will find out. These are the descriptions that we have talked about as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in the Quran. But let's see what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to say about us. It's not over. There are some more descriptions that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to add to that. We know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the Quran, and he can add to the Quran because both they're coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نقول يا غافلين تأملوا هذا الجمال وهذا النعيم تأملوا تلك الزوجات التي أعدهن الله سبحانه وتعالى لأوليائه لي ولكم. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى ذلك. هل انتهى الوصف؟ لا. حدث مرة صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: لغدوة في سبيل الله أو روحة خير من الدنيا وما فيها. For those who are heedless, far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at that beautiful description. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing for you and me, inshaAllah. The beauty that we have described, all for the people who are close. Is this all the description that we heard? No. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time, he was talking to the companions. He said, a mourning period, or a short time, striving in Allah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better than this whole dunya and what it contains. The place that the place that a whip occupies in the Jannah, if you throw a whip in the Jannah, the place of it in the Jannah is better than this dunya and what it contains. This is how beautiful the Jannah is. وَلَقَابَ قَوْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ فِي أَوْ مَوْضِعَ صَوْتِهِ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا وَلَوِ اطَّلَعَتِ امْرَأَةٌ لَيْسَ نِسْوَان امْرَأَةٌ وَحْدَةٌ وَلَوِ اطَّلَعَتِ امْرَأَةٌ مِنْ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ لَمَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنَهَا بَيْنَهُمَا رِيحًا يعني عطر وَلَأَضَاءَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا ولنصيفها على رأسها يعني غطى جمال مش حجاب ولنصيفها على رأسها خير من الدنيا وما فيها بخاري تدعمكم شوي بس تعرفوا مين الراوي البخاري Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said if a woman from the women in Jannah would have to take a peek on this dunya, just picture yourself on the roof and you want to look down. Look what will happen. The entire earth will be filled with an awesome smell of the perfume that she is wearing. And she will illuminate, light up the entire earth. The handkerchief or the cover that she uses for beauty on her hair, not hijab, is worth this dunya and what it contains and more beautiful. That is the description of one woman in general. نعلم الشمس وقوة الشمس. We all know the sun and how strong the sun is and the moon when they shine. When it comes in the morning, it lights up the entire world. Everything that it shines on, it lights it up. When it sets, if the entire world gathered up with all kinds of electricity that we have and light, and everyone does his best, they will never light up the world like the sun does. But look on the other hand. لو أن امرأة من نساء أهل الجنة أشرفت لملأت الأرض ريحا ومسكا ولا أذهب ضوء الشمس والقمر. If one woman looks, not only she fills the entire earth with beautiful smell, think about the best perfume that a woman may wear nowadays. How far the smell can go? When you think about the entire world is full from that smell, from one look, the light of the sun and the moon will disappear from her shines, from her beauty. Now some of you would say, how can that happen? Well, during the day, are there stars? No stars during the day? They are. But why you don't see them? Because the sun is stronger. Likewise, the sun is there. But her beauty and her shyness make the sun disappear. This is a description of one of the women in the Jannah of Nahum. كَشَفَ أَوْ كُشِفَ أو كشف صلى الله عليه وسلم لنا الستار عن بعض هؤلاء الحور لنزداد عشقا ولنستحث الخطى إلى الوصول إلى جانبهم فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الرجل لينظر إلى وجهه في خدها أصفى من المرآة. Now more to cheer you and to gear you up to work hard, so you will gain, not two, one of those women. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that looking in her cheek, you would see your picture better than looking through a mirror. Remember before? You see the inside of the bone from behind her skin. This is how beautiful, how crisp, how clear, and how shiny. كذلك لو تذكرت قلنا إنه للرجل من أهل الجنة زوجتين زوجتان للرجل من أهل الجنة من الحور العين، على كل واحدة 70 حلة يرى مخ سافها من وراء الثياب. ممكن تقول بس ثنتين، يعني بنشوف ذكر القليل لا ينافي وجود الكثير. When we say that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that you have two, mentioning the few number does not contradict big number. That doesn't mean there aren't more than two. Well, are there? Let's see. يقول الإمام أحمد رحمه الله بسند حسن أن للرجل 72 زوجة من الحور العين سوى أزواجه من الدنيا. For each man 72 in the Jannah, 72 bro, we got 70 more. 72, is that it? No. Plus whatever you have in this dunya. One, right? 73 for you. 72 and whatever you have in this dunya. In another narration, يدخل الجنة أو يدخل الرجل على 72 زوجة مما ينشئ الله وزوجتين من ولد آدم. A different narration that a man will have 72 in Jannah plus two of the women of this world. What if he has four here? Hopefully they're all righteous, right? Well, as we said, the mentioning of the numbers doesn't contradict adding more. The point is, this is what you got. This is like saying coming to the masjid is 25 times better than praying alone at home. And in that narration, 27. So what does that mean? Which one you take? We take the 27 and we leave the 25 because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. So here, look at this. يقول ابن كثير. Remember when we talked about the height and the width and all of that? ابن كثير يقول في هذا الطول والعرض والسن من الحكمة ما لا يخفى فإنه أبلغ وأكمل في استيفاء اللذات ولأنه أكمل سن القوة مع عظم آلات اللذة وباجتماع الأمرين يتحقق كمال اللذة وقوتها بحيث يصل الواحد إلى 100 عذراء. He has a question. I'll ask his question and I'll answer it in a minute. Let me explain it. Ibn Kathir says the size of the human being is too big. And he said this means the enjoyment is big. Because the bigger the size, the more enjoyment. And we give you an example in a punishment. The person in the hellfire, his stool will be as big as a mountain. What for? Because when you pull a tooth this big, you're going to have a lot of pain. The skin is extremely thick, a distance of so much traveling. Why? Because when this much is burned, the pain is more. Likewise. So whoever tells you the bigger the better, it's true. Here, he says, well, let me give you the hadith before I tell you what Ibn Kathir said. He was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنُفْضِي إِلَى نِسَائِنَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Do we get to get together with our wives in Jannah? Yeah. If the companions asking that, why can't you? Is that a legitimate question? Because many people they think, oh, it's just a spiritual feeling, and you know, some people this is how they perceive the Jannah. The Jannah is real life. If you think this is life, this is not life. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ هِيَ الْحَيَاةِ الْحَقِيقِيَةِ. Companions wondering. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, والذي نفس محمد بيده أو والذي نفسي بيده. This is when you say In English, you bet. You bet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna al-rajul la yukhdi fil yawm ila mi'at adra. هون لابد من وقت التأمل. The man in one day will get to sleep with 100 birds. How many he has? 73 or 74 according to his record, 73. Some people say, how does that work? 100. I'm not going to answer you. We'll go. We have to really stop and think about that. Not to think about the number, how many times, but I want you to reflect on our life with our spouses here in America. When it comes to divorce issues, like nowadays, every woman, she wants half of what her husband does or have. Of course, we know this is not Islamic. But under the claim that I helped, I did. What did you help? I cooked for him. I did this and I did that. Well, let's relate this to enjoyments. What you get in the Jannah and what you got here and how that works money-wise. There was a person from Jordan, an accountant. He has not much to do. You know, unemployment is higher than here. Here, he made calculations. Listen to this. يراجع تكاليف زوجته بعد خمس سنوات. He is doing an accounting for how much his wife cost him in 5 years. Think hard. He said the dowry was 5,000 dinar. When we say dinar, it's about 750. But let's keep it this way. $5,000. The marriage ceremony, 10,000. Furniture, 5,000. Every month, 500. That is total of $30,000 in 5 years for them. After that, gifts, celebrations, occasions, travel, 5,000, plus the expense of 2 children. I think this accountant is from Pakistan. Jordan, 2 children. Maybe he just got married, 5 years. 4,000. And this, add to that, 10% for the wife, food and such, which is equivalent to 10,000 in 5 years. يعني إجمالي التكلفة 60,000. 60,000 in 5 years. العائد, how much does he get back from this, from his wife, for the 60,000 dinar, which is almost $90,000 in 5 years. عدد الأيام 360 يوم ضرب 5 سنوات 1800 يوم اللي عاشوا مع زوجته. 1800 days in 5 years that he lived with his wife. أقسم الدورة الشهرية 7 أيام في 12 شهر في 5 سنين 420 يوم. Menstrual cycle 420 days in 5, average in 5 years. You talk about vacations, approximately her wealth and such, 20%, that's 360 days. When you talk about birth, 40 days, the birth time, and add to that 9 months pregnancy, that's 620 days. So, the actual days that you have is 400 days so far. يعني 400 days that you really lived with your wife. Take from that, sometimes you're tired, you just don't feel like it. you're sick, or you just cannot take, let's say 5% from that. That's 90 days. So left with 310 days, once a week she wants to visit her parents, you know, reaching your kinship and such. That takes approximately from that 270 days. It leaves you with 40 days. In a simple mathematical operation, 60,000 dinar or dollar, 40 days, divide by 40 days. So each time you sleep with your wife, it costs you $1,500. Who needs to pay who? Basur. Biogalko. Halal. This is 1500 halal. Big difference. Also, لا تنسى أنها كلما كبرت كلما زادت التكاليف وقل العائد. The older you get, or she gets, more expenses, less return. Take this and listen to this hadith. إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذَا جَامَعُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ عُدْنَا أَبْكَارًا. هناك يجامع الرجل زوجته في الجنة كم؟ 100 times. 100 times in a day. Plus every time she goes back to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her. It was reported that one man from the people of the book, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنْتَ تَزْعُمْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَشْرَبُونَ. You claim that people in Jannah eat and drink. قَالَ نَعَمْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ أَحَدَهُمْ لَيُعْطَى قُوَّةْ 100 رَجُلْ فِي الْأَكِلْ وَالشُّرْبِ. He said, indeed, each believer will be granted the strength of 100 real strong men in eating and drinking. That's it? No. والجماع. And the ability in, what do you call it? Intercourse. 100 men. We're not talking 100 male men. So what's the from this? If a person has the strength of 100, approximately what do you get? Any real men here? Look at the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you don't get tired, there is no tiredness, and there is no sleep. And this is the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the person. You didn't get bored, you don't get tired, your desire does not decrease, and this is permanent. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بالنسبة للأكل حاجة أحدهم عرق هو كريح المسك. When you eat that much, you drink that much, then the way we think, you need the bathroom. But it is sweat as good smelling as musk. أهل الجنة في ازدياج في القوة والنضرة والهيئة وطيب العيش. And this beauty and this strength increases by the day for the people in Jannah. يقول ابن المبارك, look ابن المبارك رحمه الله ورضي الله عنه, يقول إن السحابة تمر بأهل الجنة فتقول ما تدعون أن أنطركم. A cloud would pass over people in Jannah and the cloud would say, what do you want me to rain for you? فلا يدعون بشيء إلا أمطرتهم. anything you ask, it will rain it on you. Kathir ibn Murrah was there. One person, his name is Kathir, was listening to Ibn Mubarak. Look how pumped he is. He said, لَإِن شَهَدْتُ أَوْ شَهِدْتُ ذَلِكَ لَأَقُولَنَّ لَهَا أَمْطِرِينَا جَوَارِ مُزَيَّنَاتٍ. He said, if I witness that, I will ask it to rain beautiful women on us. And you're talking about 72 and 73. Talk about music. Well, يقول كلام المرأة ممتع ولا يمله الرجل ولو كان متزوجا لدرجة أن الشاعر يقول وكلامها السحر الحلال لو أنه لم يجني قتل المسلم المتحرزا إن طال لم يملل وإن هي أوجزت ود المحدث أنها لم تجز. Talking, a male with a female talking, or a male listening to a female does not bore it. We're not talking about arguments and fights. And that's why when we talk about mixing and when we talk about casual conversation, all that, it should not really be there for Muslims, because it will definitely deviate. No, it doesn't matter how sincere you are and how righteous you are, it will not go straight. A male enjoys the talk of a female. General. The poet said, her words is like magic or halal magic. If it doesn't kill, it would kill the true Muslim who is well protected. If she talks for long, it will not be bored. And if she breathed, the person who is listening, he would wish that she never breathed. يعني, take it long. طيب خلينا نطلع بالنساء ونشوف شو في الجنة. يقول الترمذي رحمه الله عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في الجنة لمجتمعا لحور العين يرفعن بأصوات لم يسمع الخلائق بمثلهن. حور العين, all the حور will gather, all the حور will gather, and they will sing in voices that people never heard of before, as beautiful as their voices. They will sing, نحن الخالدات فلا نبيت, ونحن الناعمات فلا نبأس, ونحن الراضيات فلا نسخط, وطوبى لمن كان لنا وكنا له. Brother Mustaqim is here. No? Brother Mufid? I just want to give those words for them and see how good they can sing it. نحن الخالدات فلا نبيت. We are the perpetual, we never die. We are the softest and the most happy, we will never be sad. And we are the radiyat, content, we will never be angry. And how successful those people whom we are to them and whom they are to us. They will sing those words. Yeah, brothers, you probably go, oh, how are you going to sing that? So when you come in here, shiri tariktak mash al hal. What kind of a word is this? And people are be dancing and jumping and every word for words. Ridiculous words that comes, and people here are singing and doing. You're talking, the whore singing with those words, it is unbelievable. يقول هناك مجتمع آخر أو مجتمع آخر لحور العين دونك النهر على حافتي صفوف الحور العين يغنين بأصوات يسمعها الخلائق حتى ما يرون في الجنة لذة مثلها. قيل لأبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وما ذاك الغناء؟ فقال التسبيح والتحميد والتقديس والثناء على الرب عز وجل. They will be lined up on the banks of the rivers and they will be singing. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was asked what they will be saying, and he said that they will be glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone likes horses here? Well, you're going to have a good one. Are there horses in the Jannah? For those people who like horses, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, هل في الجنة خير؟ Are there horses in the Jannah? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at that beautiful answer. إن أدخلك الله يا عبد الرحمن كان لك فيها فرس من الياقوت لها جناحان تطير بك حيث شئت. He said, يا عبد الرحمن, if you make it to Jannah, you will have a horse from Yakut, from beautiful, Yakut is what, rubies? Precious stone? Yeah, right. It will have wings, it will fly you anywhere you want. I know the brother is going to say, I want to ride, I don't want it to fly. Brother, you are... If you ask for a car now, you like a BM, and I bring you a BM outside, and it has wings, you can fly with it. Would you say, oh, I don't want that, I want the other kind? You would not. You would jump on it from the first minute. So sometimes we just like to disagree in certain things. Like you come and you say, heaven has rivers of milk, rivers... I don't like milk. What do you think? This is boarded? I mean, we're not going to give you... names are the same. There's nothing in Jannah that you can say I don't like or I don't want it. Everything in the Jannah is awesome. Brothers, this is all that you need to know about the Hur al-Ayn.